During his campaign, President-elect Donald Trump said he would resume federal executions if he won another term. That's putting a spotlight on the U.S. penitentiary in Terre Haute, which houses federal death row. Inmates are on edge. And as WFIU's George Hale reports, a small community of death row spiritual advisors is struggling to support the prisoners to whom they minister and each other.
Ross Martini-Eiler tries to lead a simple life tuning pianos part-time. That's by design. Years ago, he made a commitment to voluntary poverty. Eiler is a Mennonite, and he also serves as a lay Episcopalian minister to incarcerated people.
So I have the blessing and the burden of spending lots of time with lots of people who've got a lot of baggage.
In 2021, Eiler got a call from an attorney representing a Lithuanian man sentenced to death for a series of kidnappings and murders. The lawyer wanted to know if Eiler would be willing to serve as his spiritual advisor.
I've been minister of record for Yuri Kodamov for about 3 years. He is a complicated guy who did some terrible things. He has aged and matured and is a kindly soul.
Ministers of record have special permission to serve a prisoner's spiritual needs. For those working with someone sentenced to death, there's another commitment.
Considering being in the death chamber with him, and whether I had the skills and ability to not only survive through that, but be a loving and peaceful presence for him.
Back in 2021, executions were a distant concern. Attorney General Merrick Garland issued a moratorium on federal executions. That move followed an unprecedented spree of executions carried out by the Trump administration. Biden campaigned on abolishing the federal death penalty. With less than 2 months left in office, the chances of that happening are slim, but he has options. For the 40 men on federal death row, the only hope is a commutation from a death sentence to life in prison without the possibility of parole. Convincing Biden to commute the death sentences of some of those remaining on death row could be a hard sell for the public. They include Dylan Roof, a white supremacist who shot and killed 9 people at an African-American church in Charlottesville, and anti-Semitic shooter Robert Bowers killed 11 people at a synagogue in Pittsburgh. Nevertheless, with 2 months left to convince Biden to act, death penalty abolitionists think they've identified one advantage they didn't have with previous leaders. President Biden is a practicing Catholic.
I don't think it's wishful thinking at all. In fact, I just wrote him a letter.
Sister Helen Prejean's experience as spiritual advisor inspired the best-selling novel Dead Man Walking, along with its Oscar-winning adaptation.
What did your letter to President Biden say?
What if I could just pull it up?
Well, that'd be even better.
Your power is one of the last vestiges of the divine right of kings. Look at that. That is in our system. And he has the power to do that. And that if he doesn't use his power to save life, you know what's going to happen with Trump in there. Now is the time. And I trust you to do this. I believe that's your conscience. I believe it's your Catholic faith. You stopped executions as soon as you became president and stopped the killing of people. And that is what you must do. You must do this.
Attorneys representing individual federal death row prisoners are asking the Department of Justice to review and make recommendations to Biden on commutation. Federal Defender Ruth Friedman's office in Washington, D.C. is keeping track of the process.
We saw what happened under his last administration. There was an execution spree at the very end. You know, they killed people right up until President Biden's inauguration at the last day they possibly could.
Prisoners on federal death row now fear something worse is coming.
Will not be charged for this call.
Hey, Rajan.
Rajan Taylor, who was sentenced to death for his role in the murder of a French chef in Georgia, called his spiritual advisor, Laura Lesertmer, last weekend at her home on the north side of Bloomington. Taylor is among at least 27 of the 40 who have filed for executive clemency. Taylor says he's been trying to find out why so many of the other prisoners haven't applied.
One guy told me that he didn't file because he doesn't want to be old in prison. I don't think people realize that even just languishing on death row all of these years, we're just existing in like extreme deprivation.
Lesertmer said he'd been struggling since election night.
He's like, I can't see this for my community again. I can't go through this again with them.
Lesertmer says that while the small community of ministers of record based in Bloomington are trying to do what they can to help the prisoners in the wake of the election result, they're also leaning on each other and finding ways to fight back. For WFIU News, I'm George Hale.